Every actor on TV, in film, and on stage is an exception to the rule. They have work. Each day, countless hopefuls of all ages, sizes, colors, and talents try and mostly fail to land acting jobs. On Tuesdays this month, NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg is asking actors about auditioning. Today, a description of coping with the always bruising process of trying out from the star of a Showtime dramatic series.
Soul Food is the story of the three Joseph sisters of Illinois. The oldest sister, Terry, has moved up and out of Chicago's South Side. She's a high-powered attorney. Nicole Parker plays Terry Joseph on Soul Food.
Your grandstanding is the reason that affordable housing never got built. So what will you do for them, Reverend Baxter? Will you invite the homeless to come live with you in your 10,000-square-foot estate? Or feed them from your custom-built Sub-Zero refrigerator?
Nicole Parker saw the script for Soul Food while she was shooting a film in Europe. She thought it was terrific, didn't think they'd hire her, and was so fed up with auditioning. At age 30, Parker knows the big network tryout drill cold. Here's phase one.
The normal process is you usually get the script or the sides. And you don't even get the whole script. You just get the sides for the character. And then
sides means the pages on
the
which
extracts.
You have dialogue.
Yes, just one scene. Like if it's Romeo and Juliet, just the balcony scene.
Uh-huh.
And if you haven't read the play, I feel sorry for you. You know, you just get the one scene they want to see.
That can be fatal, Nicole Parker says. Nobody tells you ahead of time that it's a funeral. You might play it as a wedding. If by some miracle you make it through phase one, you get a callback. That's phase two. Run the same scene for a different bunch of people. Then comes phase three. You go to network.
There's 12 people around a huge boardroom table. Like, it looks like an E.F. Hutton commercial. Like, it literally.
They're all wearing suits.
They're all wearing suits. They've got pens and paper. They're very kind but stern-faced. And you have to basically do your thing in this boardroom.
That sounds horrible.
It's horrible. Because it's always like the death scene that you have to do for them. It's not something simple like, you know, sewing your husband's shirt and pondering your love for him. It's always the death scene.
Get through that one. Move to phase four. You go to the studio.
It's more board executives. More.
Dead silence in the room. You do exactly what you did the last time. If it ain't broke, don't fix it, Nicole Parker says. Thank you very much. Leave the studio. In the case of Soul Food, it was Paramount. Go audition for a different show over at NBC. Wait. Worry. Do something.
I go over to the side table and I call my agent and I say, you know, I'm here at NBC. I had the audition this morning. He said, well, you don't even have to go in the room. You just book Soul Food.
Bingo. And now here she is in the second season of the cable series. Before Soul Food, Nicole Parker had a recurring role on The Cosby Show. In film, she was Denzel Washington's wife in Remember the Titans, and she played a porn star in Boogie Nights. Well, everyone was a porn star in Boogie Nights. Parker says there's a difference between auditioning for film, theater, and TV.
I find in television, it's more type focused, meaning you're halfway there because of a type. You know, they're not going to see someone for Sopranos if they're not already a type. If I were auditioning for The Sexy Girlfriend on a television show, or doctor, let's say, I might have to show up in a lab coat. It's more literal. There's more room for interpretation in film, I think. If I were auditioning for a doctor on film, I could explore my creativity. I could wear regular clothes and show her emotional range.
Mm.
For stage, there's another level of energy that's involved because there's attention to details and there's attention to character, but there's also a mega demand made on you for sound, for taking up space, because they have to know that you can fill the theater.
Nicole Parker has auditioned in every medium, and she works in every medium when she gets lucky. But, like most actors, Nicole Parker's struggling starting out years were full of days with no luck at all.
There's so much rejection out there, but there was no way to get around auditioning. It was just part of the process. I have never gotten my feelings hurt more in my entire life. So after 5, 6, 7 years of auditioning, I had to find a way to make this the most enjoyable process ever. Meaning, if I didn't get the part, I was given this opportunity. I had to completely go there. I was given this opportunity to perform. If it was for 5 minutes in a dark room for two people behind a desk, that was going to be my stage.
Ha. So what you're talking about essentially is putting your mind in a certain place.
Yes.
So that this is a moment and an opportunity and you take advantage of it.
Yes. That's all you have is that moment. Because if you shoot yourself in the foot, if you try to guesstimate on, okay, what is it they're looking for? Or how am I going to get this part? Do what you know how to do. That's what I told myself. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about anything else. Hope for the best.
You know, I have an actor friend, and he tells when he's going to an audition, and I say, how did it go? And he said, wonderfully, it was a great audition. And then he doesn't get the job. I've never understood what that meant, but I think now you're helping me to understand it. Mm-hmm. He, too, has put his mind in that place you're talking about?
Yes. And meaning, I gave the performance that I would give, and I gave it my best shot. And I can only assume that it's for the best that I didn't get the part. But if I do get the part, I know why.
Nicole Parker. She plays Terry Joseph on the Showtime series Soul Food. She was born in Baltimore, studied dance with the Washington Ballet Company and drama at NYU. As a student, Nicole Parker earned money modeling in Manhattan's Garment District and answering phones at the Paramount Hotel. Parker once considered a career in journalism. More respectable, she thought.
Oh, I got a long way to go, but it won't stop the pain. No.
I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.
Keeps me coming.